Obviously not good enough. Didn't play to our standard. Didn't feel like we had the urgency starting out. Didn't play well enough to win at all, obviously. We feel like the offense, kept us in the game the whole way through, gave us opportunity, and we just couldn't get it done. So we'll go back, look at it, watch the tape, learn from it, and get better and move on.
This is one of those days that we rarely see receivers as open as their guys were today. They just had guys open all day. What were you guys diagnosing during the game that was going wrong?
Yeah, I think it was a mix. We were in man early on. Gave up some plays. Pass rush wasn't getting there. Rushing coverage not working together. Then moved to zone. I think they did a good job, man. They did a good job manipulating us in our zone coverages and finding soft spots. But at the end of the day, we got to work together. We got to cover long enough for the pass rush to get there. The pass rush has to get there, and we gotta do what we gotta do in the back end to allow them to get there. So all around, just not good enough.
Not enough for you to see yourself. What does that mean? How'd you try to fix that?
Yeah, I think just coming out, being detailed, understanding what it was going to take to win this game. I feel like we had an idea of what this game was going to be coming in, and they came out and played better football than us. We didn't do what we had worked on all week throughout the week in practice. In the run game, taking the pass game away, affecting the quarterback. We didn't do that at all. So it wasn't up to our standard. And like I said, we'll learn from it, watch the tape, come back, and get better from it.
You said that meeting that you and Cam and Phillips was going to be a game like this. Do you mean you thought it was going to be a shootout with these guys?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm saying a physical game up front. They were able to run the ball on us, which we pride ourselves in not letting teams just run the ball on us, like every defense. Not being able to stop the run early, I think, contributed to, what we had to do in the back end and open up some of the stuff in the passing game as well. So I think really from the start, man, just not being able to do what we came in planning to do, which, stop the run, affect the quarterback, take the ball away. And we didn't do that at all. So all around, just not good enough.
There's certainly been games where you've bailed out the offense at times, right? And this was a game Josh has six touchdowns, 400 yards. I don't know, Rivas. Do you feel like you let them down? Because that's normally not the case with your defense.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, anytime you see the offense go out there and perform like that and keep us in the game the whole time, and we can't do enough to get the momentum back in our favor and swing the game. We feel like we let them down, and that's the reality of it. We go back, like I said, just go back, watch the tape, get better from it, and learn. You can take it one of two ways, and I know we're going to take it the right way and come back and be better for it.
Terrell, what did you see on Nakua's last touchdown, the tunnel screen a little bit there? You guys kind of walked everybody up towards the line of scrimmage, and what did you see from your vantage point?
Yeah, we were in a zero pressure. They checked to a screen, and they got us. I think in that situation, you're trying to knock them out of field goal range, or trying to put man-to-man coverage just to not give them easy access, and obviously an easy first down in that critical situation. So I think we just gotta make the play. I think once he alerted it, we knew it was coming. At the end of the day, we just got to get to the ball, make the play, get it down, and try to get the ball back to our offense.
Terrell, your pass is not been like this all year. Was it?